Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Health Update Radio, brought to you by LifeScan, One Touch Ultra Blood Glucose Meters, and Advanced Diabetes Supply. Now here's your host, Jerry Graff.
And this is Jerry Graff, and you are listening to Health Update Radio here again on WSRadio.com. As was mentioned, our sponsors are LifeScan. LifeScan makes the One Touch Ultra family of blood glucose meters. Next time you go to your pharmacy, ask your pharmacist to show you the One Touch meters. There are several different One Touch meters in the family of those meters, and they are really easy to use, and I'm sure there's one that suits just about everybody's needs. Our other sponsor is Advanced Diabetes Supply. Advanced Diabetes Supply here in Carlsbad, California, brings diabetes supplies, testing supplies right to your door. You will find that ADS gives you better service, in my estimation, better than any other of the national companies that send diabetes testing supplies to your door. You can reach ADS at 1-800-730-9887. That's 800-730-9887. Or you can go to www.northcoastmed.com. That's northcoastmed, all one word, .com. They also have a community website for people with diabetes so they can share stories and information and support each other. It's www.glucosepost.com. That's glucosepost.com. Our program tonight will feature our guest, Jackie Bensinger, and I'm going to let Jackie in a minute tell you all about her experience and background in acupuncture and herbal medicine. Jackie is going to be with us for six programs, one each month for the next 6 months. In fact, 2 weeks from tonight, Jackie will host the program, and I will be absent, and I'm sure she'll do just fine. Jackie, I'd like to start out by asking you a little bit about your background. I know tonight the topic is primarily acupuncture. The other five sessions we'll have together over the next several months will be related topics. But let's start by letting our audience know what your background is.
Well, thank you so much for having me, first of all, Jerry. Very happy to be here. My background is in I have a Bachelor's of Arts, and as well I have a degree in acupuncture. Passed a state board exam in California about 20 years ago. And I also worked with a mentor, Dr. Richard Tan, here in San Diego, as an apprentice for 8 years. So I have had quite extensive training in acupuncture, Chinese herbs, Chinese medicine, philosophy, Qigong, and feng shui.
And you've been doing it for a long time.
Yes, and treated many thousands of people.
Okay, well, hopefully we will give people a lot of information. Of course, those people who are here in San Diego area can come to see you if they choose to at your practice. But we're going to give people information, no matter where they are, that will help them make the right choices in terms of whether or not acupuncture is the appropriate course of therapy for them and how to choose a good acupuncturist. Because, you know, it's like anything else in medicine. First of all, you have to know that what you're going to do is will be of benefit, and you have to know how to find the right practitioner once you've made that other first decision. So
that's very important. I think in acupuncture, the best way to find someone that's good is, first of all, find someone that's been practicing for several years. Not to say that someone just out of school is not good, but for someone that hasn't had any kind of understanding or information about acupuncture, having someone that's been practicing for like 5 to 10 years is a good place to start. Also, looking on their website to see what style of acupuncture they practice is another issue. And you find sort of which one seems to suit you. For example, if you're coming in with a condition that's primarily pain-oriented, like low back pain, then maybe find someone who that's their expertise.
Well, you know, I come into this having had acupuncture a couple of times. It was something that before I ever did it, I was rather fearful. You know, I'm adverse to needles to start with. I didn't realize how comfortable and really enjoyable acupuncture can be. And I say that, you know, clearly it is a very, very fine experience. But I had some shoulder problems a number of years ago. I don't mean to, we'll talk about that.
Go for it, right.
I had some shoulder problems a couple of years ago, and I had gone to an orthopedic surgeon who I knew very well and was a wonderful orthopedic surgeon. And he injected steroids into my shoulder. And he wanted to see me back in 2 weeks. So about 2 weeks later, I went back to see him. And I would say that probably 70 to 80% of the pain was gone. But it still bothered me a little. And he looked at me and he said, you know, he said, I could give you another shot of steroids if you like. But he says, I know you have a friend right down the street who's an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. And I do. I have a very close friend. He's one of my fishing buddies who's an acupuncturist. And he said, why don't you go to him and try that first before? And if that doesn't work, come back, and then I'll give you the second shot of steroids. Well, I went to my friend Dr. Chen for acupuncture, and three visits, and I was fine. And at a later date, I had some low back pain, and I went to Dr. Chen. And again, three visits. I was fine. And it was, I remember my experience with acupuncture was, you know, when your 20 or 25 minutes or whatever it is up, and somebody comes into the room and they're going to take out those needles and disconnect everything and let you go home, you sort of want to say, no.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so good. I want to stay here a little longer. Don't stop me yet.
That's so. One of the wonderful side effects of acupuncture is that is you get so relaxed.
Yeah, I found it a very relaxing experience. Well, let's start. Let's look at the origins of acupuncture. Mm-hmm. Where did acupuncture start? I presume it was in China. How far back, and how has it progressed over the ages to this point?
So you're right. It did start in China about at least 4,000 years ago. There's documentation of bones, different kinds of rocks being used for acupressure, and some even for acupuncture bones were used. So at at that time, people sort of just by, you know, figuring out, okay, if I press this point on my hand, then my headache goes away, just by chance. And there are other theories that some Chinese sages discovered some information, you know, just by their own innate wisdom, that kind of thing that came to them, that they understood these are the points that you should use for this problem. I think since 1972, I believe, is when Nixon went to China. And ever since that point, we have experienced kind of an influx of acupuncture information into this country. And I think more and more, every single year, more people get acupuncture. Now, millions of people have experienced acupuncture. It's becoming more and more just a day-to-day sort of experience, I think.
And people will always ask about insurance. And I know there are a lot of insurances that do cover a particular number of acupuncture visits. Like mine, I think, is 12 per year it covers, mm-hmm. something like that, of acupuncture visits. So it's becoming more and more that acupuncture is accepted by traditional Western medicine as well. Because obviously, you know, I'm a pharmacist. My listeners know that. But my philosophy has always been that there's a place in medicine for each kind of practitioner. It's when the practitioners try to extend beyond their, area of expertise and try to do things that they obviously are not able to do, or there's no evidence that they could do it. That's when I think they make the mistake. But as long as they stay within their area of expertise, they have their past background of success to build on,
mm-hmm.
Then there's a place in medicine for just about everything. So you mentioned in passing the word acupressure. What's the difference between acupuncture and acupressure?
Well, acupressure is, you know, placing your fingers or, you know, your hands on a certain area as opposed to actually penetrating the skin. So in order to do the acupuncture, then you have to pass a state board exam for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, massage therapists who also have to pass a state board exam, they apply pressure to certain areas of the body that can help, you know, loosen different areas, that kind of thing. But I do find that acupuncture has much more of a long-lasting effect,
mm-hmm.
Depending on what I'm treating. For example, I saw a man today with low back pain, more than likely he's got a herniated disc, although I'm not for sure about that. But the way that he's responding, the treatment lasts about 3 days before his pain levels start back up again. So usually in that amount of time, that means that you need to come back for another treatment until the pain level goes down to like a 0 to a 2. And then at that point, then I graduate the patient to coming in just once a week. And as the pain reduces, then less and less.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sell in pharmacies a little device called a C-band. I bet you're familiar with that. It's a little elastic band that goes around your wrist and has two little buttons on it.
For seasickness, right?
Yeah, for motion sickness,
yeah.
Right. So how does that work?
Well, put this band
on your wrist and you don't get nauseous.
That's a point in Chinese medicine called pericardium 6. And that point is... Actually, I use that point for nausea, even morning sickness. I'll tell mommies to be, go to the drugstore and get this little wristband, and it will help you. It does balance the digestive system, believe it or not. It works really well.
I know it works really well because people I have sold those to in pharmacies swear by them. And I remember there was one manufacturer who even made one that gave a slight electric stimulation along with it. It's got a battery in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you periodically get a really, really tiny electrical stimulation through it. And I thought, well, that just apparently adds to the pressure points that are created by the two little...
Definitely makes it stronger.
Yeah, those two little things that are in that tight band. That's interesting. Okay, we're going to have to take our first commercial break. So I want to let you know we are talking to Jackie Bensinger, and we're talking tonight about acupuncture. Jackie will be with us for six sessions over the next few months, and we're going to be talking about a variety of things here on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
For listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, we have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, and Android market. They are all free downloads, so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. For more information, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Bring out your true beauty. Let Yvonne, an expert and specialist in European skincare, take away years of stress lines. Yvonne's skillful hands will diminish the appearance of wrinkles and acne scars, restoring damaged skin to healthy, vibrant skin, all without invasive procedures. If you or someone you love would benefit from a restoring day at the spa, visit Yvonne at Day Spa in the City in San Diego. Go to wsradio.com/dayspa.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Have you ever been on the phone waiting forever to have an airline solve a travel issue for you? When your flight is delayed or canceled, what do you do? Join our free Biz Travel Club and you will have a team of travel advocates working for you. You'll receive valuable business travel tips and tricks, get exceptional travel services from a company that's been helping travelers for over 28 years. We know how to get you there efficiently and economically. So come sign up at freebiztravelclub.com. That's certainly a price you can live with.